little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes. That is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Seen one too many movies.
Now, Sid, don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking lotion in the bag?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very special WHM On Screen. I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Eric Siska, Steven Zadak. We are talking the Halloween movie franchise. Now, you may remember from last year, did something similar, the old Friday the 13th series. But this is a...
This is a different movie series.
It's a different movie series, yeah.
Very different. So
that's different.
Really outside the box this year, we're doing the exact same thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
By the killer that is probably the most like Jason, I would say.
Yeah, his spiritual cousin, yeah. Kissing cousins.
Not
yeah.
talking... Like that Fred Krueger. That might be next year's On Screen.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't rewatch those movies.
You got to do
I'm
it,
sorry.
Man.
No.
And then you got to watch Jackie Earl Haley do whatever he's doing.
That movie
I never saw
sucks.
It's so
it
fucking
sucks.
Bad.
I skipped it.
It's so bad.
Good. You're so
we, you
right.
No, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do it next year. We got to talk about that movie.
Yeah. That movie's so bad. It's like episode worthy.
I saw that shit in theaters.
Did you really?
I bet you did. You were a big Jackie head.
Yeah, I was. I was.
You
I'll
actually
say.
Were. You actually were.
I was.
You were.
I thought he was really good.
Chris, have you ever seen Doll Man?
I haven't yet.
That's a stay tuned, but he's in it, is like one of the villains.
You did tell me, and you have pushed that on me several occasions.
Well, Doll Man is a documentary about Joe Pantoliano. Is that correct?
It's similar.
His love of dolls.
It's similar. It's that one guy from The Wrong Guys who's also in Trancers.
Tim Thomerson.
I looked up the cast at some point.
Tim Thomerson. It's sort of like Ant-Man, but without any powers. He's just a little guy.
Yeah. I've tried to watch that movie like six times.
Which one? Doll Man?
Doll Man.
Gotta do it, dude.
Yeah,
also watch Trancers.
Trancers I've seen. Doll Man, I just kept falling asleep.
Oh, I'll wake up.
Speaking of waking up, Halloween, the franchise. Now, if you recall from the Friday the 13th episode that we did, and go back and check that out. It's in the archives. We go through the series chronologically, and we say where we rated these things. Now, this was, of course, based off of a Chris Cabin article that he posted last year. Rating these, right? That's more, that was the catalyst.
Friday,
for this.
I did the Friday the 13th for Collider.
It was more of a manifesto, though.
A bit of,
a lot of
my
political
intentions.
Stuff,
yeah, I was pretty.
You
I
got
was pretty
off track.
Out there.
A lot.
I was radical. Is what I would call it. Radical.
But it was fun because you were in Germany. You were like, how do we engage with Chris Cabin, who we thought was. We pretty much assumed you were dead. We're a little disappointed that you're not.
Oh,
so we decided to.
I mean, we digged a big pit. We're going to bury you.
What part of New York?
Upstate, man. You wanted to be by, I would imagine, we'd scatter your remains around Albany.
Sure. In the tussles, in the dirtier areas, but yeah. But
well, maybe Utica.
Sure.
Albany land is expensive.
It's fun this year that you're here as well, and now we'll all go through it, and we'll go and see where we all thought these movies were ranked.
That's right.
I think.
So I think it's safe to say Halloween 78, that's the top of everybody's list, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the best.
It is what it is.
I mean, have it at number one.
Surprising.
Move. I was rewatching it, and it's like, not only is it like a good horror movie, it's just an all-out good movie.
Yeah.
It's a well-made, well-shot, well-crafted movie made by people who know how to make movies.
It's incredibly efficient without like feeling restrained. Like, which is a really big thing with these kinds of movies.
It's simple as shit. Yeah. I mean, that's the best part about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a creepier way to kill somebody, like, than stabbing or, you know, all sorts of chainsaws. Like, just man hands on your neck until you stop breathing.
That's really great. That's a great way to do it.
And I think, I mean, there are stabbings, but they're all like, none of them are gushers.
No.
No gushers, fruit snack kills. But it's also like, the biggest thing about it, dude.
Any Dunkaroos? Uh-huh.
There's a couple of Dunkaroos in the sequels. But it's like, it's a stealthy way to kill somebody. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, when we get to later on down some of these sequels, he's fucking breaking through doors like a Dudley boy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know, this is like he's quietly taking out all these people very systematically.
It's great.
And he's super strong, but he's like Captain America strong. He's not like Superman strong. Like later in those movies, he is like lifting cars over his head.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do like the fact that he sets up a perfect John Carpenter. He sets up like this perfect atmosphere of quiet suburbia. Like anybody who's lived in those kinds of areas knows that like you walk outside at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. at night, it is that quiet.
It's that quiet. And also like it totally captures those like burbs Halloweens too.
Yes.
Like that there's I'm not able to think of another movie that captures like such accurate atmosphere.
Yeah,
is that
I like obviously Donald Pleasance is awesome in it. He's a great addition to that.
Before the character became a joke,
he's like, but he's like, you know, he's got his white whale and he's going through and no one believes him and like he's right, but it's creepy. My favorite line that he has is when he's hiding outside the house waiting for Michael Myers to show up, like in the middle of the movie. Most of the movie, he's got his hands in his pockets waiting for the movie to end.
Playing pocket pool.
But it's those kids are going like, you go up to the Myers house. No, you go up. He goes, Lonnie, get your ass out of that house.
The line is away from there.
Away from there, yeah. But I'm sorry,
I've seen this like 1,000 times. Yeah, get your ass. Lonnie, get that sweet ass away from that Myers house. You're going to blow up my spot.
That Harvey Firestein?
Yeah, that's the original casting. Classic movie that I could watch like 3 to 4 times a year and be totally fine with it. So Halloween 2, where do we have this one?
This, I had, oh gosh.
You forgot already? Well, I had it at number 3. That's where it is on my list.
That's me too.
Yeah. I have it at number 6.
I have it at number 4.
Wow. Ooh,
I've never seen any. I've only seen before this endeavor. I had only seen 1, 3, and The Curse of Michael Myers like 2 years ago, and then like Halloween 1, the Rob Zombie movie. I never saw this one, and everyone was like, oh, it's the one in the hospital. It's like almost as good. I'd heard that a bunch. I was just really disappointed with it. It just didn't do it for me.
I really like that it's like one of these movies that takes place immediately after the last one.
That's
and
cool.
It picks up and runs with it, and I think it does a good job with it. So many people who try to do that just fail with it.
Well, I do think the one thing I do really give it and why it is a little up, why it moved up a little bit more on my list, was that it does look as almost as good as Carpenter's movie.
Yeah, it has almost the same feel. But the problem for me is like because you're in this hospital the whole time, all that atmosphere we were just talking about is like totally out the window.
Absolutely.
And it's also like an abandoned hospital for no reason and a hospital that is inappropriately decorated for Halloween. How about we don't decorate our hospital for any holiday?
Yeah, with all the sick and dying in the building. Well, and also, like, what is it, a fucking town holiday? Like, why is it closed?
But I will tell you, having lived with a medical care professional for many years.
Oh, yeah, you were sick for a while.
They do that shit.
Oh, they do, like, decorate for Valentine's Day or whatever.
Hold the phone now. You're saying that in a hospital, they'll put up pictures of skulls outside?
No, I don't think it's... I think it's Jolly Pumpkins more.
Okay. Yeah,
that, like, innocent drugstore Halloween type shit.
Oh, like the ghosts. Don't tell me about ghosts. I'm going to be one.
Well, you're not going to be a cartoon ghost, though.
If it all works out.
All goes according to plan.
I will definitely be a cartoon ghost.
There are some highlights in this movie. I do like that one kid dressing like Michael Myers and then getting fucking lit on fire.
Oh, Ben Tramer.
Yeah, Ben Tramer. Yeah. He was going to ask Lori out on a date, but he got destroyed in a car accident.
And that is a total fucking all on you, Sam Loomis, you pervert. He's like, there he is. Get him.
Touch him. Touch him first.
That's also
Tramer, get your ass into that car accident.
That's also a big, where is I going with this? It's a big like Charles Bronson explosion too.
It's
one car hits another one and a fireball erupts.
The thing for me is like I like the ending. I like some of the stuff in the middle. I don't like, and maybe I'm alone here, that Laurie and Michael Myers are brother and sister.
It's just the dumbest shit.
It's just it's a lazy twist, and I like the idea that you don't know why he's after her.
Now every movie after that, except for three, has carried on that.
That's the thing, and that's the problem. It sets the precedent for this downward spiral that sort of kills all these sequels.
I'm kind of really ambivalent about it. I
kind of feel that too.
Yeah, I just don't think it changes the story all that much. Like, it's not like they keep. I mean, they do bring it up. But it's not to the point where I'm sitting there and just like hearing about like, but we're just, family. We're family.
Well, think about this, though. Like, so Judith Myers gets murdered. Michael Myers goes into, you know, Smith's Grove. Those parents, I guess, just skedaddle. And what, leave her in the same fucking town?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, no, if you went to go, like, live with the state and then were eventually adopted, what are the odds you're coming back to the same neighborhood?
They die, right? Because it isn't, like, he grave robbing his mother's grave in that first movie?
No, that's the sister.
Oh, he grave robs. Yes. I'm thinking of the sequel there, or the remake. That's what they do.
Yeah, no, yeah. When he steals the headstone, it's from Judith Myers, the sister that was murdered. But so it's like, you know, why would she just be relocated down the street to the Strohs?
And also take the kid with you. I guess the family just broke up at that point.
Like, ruined. They all went their separate ways. Yeah, kid and all.
I bet there was at least one suicide and someone's just
destitute, I feel. Yeah,
at that point, you're living in a van, becoming a drifter, trying to forget.
Trying to get enough coins for the wash every
yeah, exactly. Other than that, your only care is what's at the end of the bottle. Yes. Try to figure that out.
Get to the worm.
So this brings us, of course, to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Previous episode, I will say fan favorite episode.
Yeah, I would say it's a pretty good one.
I had this
one of my favorites.
Two.
Eric isn't on that episode. It's one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, that's why I hate that episode.
I had it at number two.
It's number two for me, too.
Number two.
Three.
Wow. I mean, it's like we were talking about this off the air, too, earlier today. Like, yeah, we did an episode on it. We've done commentaries on it. We've made fun of it quite a bit. But, like, for me, it's different. It's watchable. It's got an awesome soundtrack. Tom Atkins is fucking hilarious as this bad doctor.
It's got a good mood, which a lot of these movies don't have either. It is very Carpenterian, in a long way.
Yes. Rewatchability factors high in making this list. Yeah. Like, you know, so I could rewatch that movie
100 times.
I was going to say any day, but that's wrong. Yeah. every few months, I'd say at least maybe once a year.
I'd say twice a year. Twice a year I could do this one.
What, now, when are you watching this?
This is probably a
Christmas
Halloween.
Morning?
No. That's all. It's Christmas vacation, baby.
that's our Christmas Eve movie in my house.
And maybe a little Bad Santa. Maybe put that there.
You can fucking put that movie.
I can put it where I like.
Yeah. Bend over and I'll show you where to fucking put it, Craig.
I'm actually, do that.
All right, guys, stop fighting. The vacation movies, that might be a fun thing to do, like a franchise rating in the future.
I'll tell you what it'll be at rock bottom is that fucking remake with Ed Helms or reboot or whatever.
Do we now when we do this, which I think is a very good idea, do we have to do Uncle Eddie's something?
Oh my God,
we might have to.
I think,
for
completion's sake, I don't know.
It has to at least have the vacation title on it, I think.
Okay.
I think it does have to have it.
I think that movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation to Uncle or Cousin Eddie's Tropical
Wild
Fuck
Ride,
All
yeah.
or whatever, you know.
Shit, yeah.
And that's funny talking about
Trip
the
to
canon,
Valhalla.
Yeah. The canon of the Vacation series. Now that new Vacation movie, you saw it, Andrew. Is that carrying on?
He's Rusty. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo are in it. Chevy Chase looks like, to steal a line from Steve, he was stung by a whole bunch of bees. He's like obese looking in that movie. It's really weird.
He did not want to be there.
I think he's totally drunk through the whole thing, to be completely honest.
It's possible.
It's fucking terrible.
Back to Season of the Witch.
Oh,
a little
sure.
bit. I mean, which again, we don't need to go all the way through it because you see our episode on it.
Nipple sucking.
I think a lot of cool deaths. The little kid death. I have a theory that strong Halloween movies end strongly.
Yeah.
And that's Halloween 1 ends really strongly.
With the door still open. It should always have the door open, but don't announce it.
Also, Irish villains.
Always a good sign.
You don't get that much.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
And who could trust the Irish, really?
I could never. I can't even look them in the eye.
That's what I used to yell at my grandparents all the time. Mm-hmm. So then we get to Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. I had this right at number 4, actually.
So did I.
I got number 3 for me.
Six. Chris Cabin with the downvote.
I like this movie a lot. I think it kind of is, if there's ever a regular, quote-unquote, regular Halloween movie, this is it. Like, yeah. You got Michael Myers, he's doing it. You've got Loomis, he's running around. And I do think the stuff with Jamie is kind of cool, and it ends really strongly.
Interestingly, from like a stylistic standpoint, this is like, it's 1988. They're just trying to compete with the like slasher mania.
Yeah,
this is just like, you remove all of the John Carpenter stylization from the first two movies, and even some of the stylization from Season of the Witch, and it's just a fucking slasher movie, which is interesting. Like, the blood is all over the place. There's that hilarious gas station explosion.
Yep.
Donald Pleasant's stunt double in that movie.
Oh, there's also that guy at the electrical company or whatever. He's mouthing off to the wrong guy, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's what's weird is, like, he lays siege to that town. Uh-huh. Because he throws that guy into the electrical thing, and the town goes dark.
I love it, yeah.
He takes out the entire police force. Like, it's kind of like Taken with Michael Myers.
That's how you know, if you're going to do this at home, I don't suggest you go on a killing rampage. Instead of cutting, and I'm not condoning that at all. I have to say that for legal purposes.
Of course. Yeah,
that's right.
Don't cut the lines or power to a house. Cut it for the whole town. Take the whole grid out.
Go big or go home.
Your home invasions.
I like the hillbillies that go after him. I like the little...
Oh, God. Mob justice, dude. Thank you.
There's a lot of like parts to this movie, which I like. Like, it moves a lot. Like, now we're just in a house for a while. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of that kind of stuff. I enjoyed it. And I do think the end of Jamie killing her mother, seemingly... It's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, you know, I watched it years ago, and I was like, this is trash. But then I rewatched it for this little countdown we were doing, and I was like, this is way better than I thought.
Mm-hmm. Same with me. Like, I got this box set on Blu-ray last year, and I blew through it, and this was way lower. I already, like, ranked them last year, so then, like, editing through, I was like, no, this is way higher for whatever reason. I thought it was trash before.
I mean, for me, it's just okay.
Okay.
Like, there are good parts of it, but, like, overall, I felt like there was a lot of downtime, more than I was ready to deal with.
You also have the dude who's, like, I guess, like, the jockish guy who's from Dazed and Confused.
Yes. Oh, that was right.
He's denim overalls from Dazed and Confused. Yes. You got
cheating
that
on his girlfriend. He has like a real romantic cheating on his girlfriend. Oh, they're like in front of a fire.
Find me a fucking 18-year-old kid who's fucking in front of a fire like this. I'll give you $1,000.
I bet you could find one. Yeah. We can make that happen.
I mean, it's like they're like spending a night. It's in reality, it's like jerk me off before your dad comes home.
While the game is on.
Yeah. This is like some Batman Returns fucking. Like it's like him and Michelle Pfeiffer going at it.
I love that the sex is unrealistic.
Yes. I got a real problem with it. I also got a real problem with limping Loomis jumping behind that ice machine. Yeah, right, stunt double.
The one thing about Loomis in this movie is, like, at the end of 2, which is one of the best parts of 2, which it ends strongly, is Loomis fucking goes to hell tonight, right? Like, he should be dead.
He suicide bombs himself with oxygen tanks everywhere.
And this, he looks like he had a bad, like, a bad puberty. Like, his face is a little bit scratched, like pockmarks, but, like, dude, I guess you've got nothing left.
It's like, oh, if Michael Myers can never die, well, we could bring back the doctor.
I mean, I'm glad he's back in it, but it's just a little bit hard to swallow there.
I mean, I feel like if you're bringing Michael Myers back the first time, you know, since Season of the Witch, and Loomis isn't there, nobody's watching that movie.
Yeah. Because
you're already absent Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Which
Who died, I guess, off screen is the idea.
Yeah. And then they explain it later in the franchise. But yeah, she's just dead.
She went away.
What's awesome, dude, it's so lazy though. So Danielle Harris's character, Jamie, is the daughter of her. And there's the part where she like opens the shoebox and it's like memories of mom, and she pulls out this photo. It's definitely just a production still.
Absolutely.
Of Jamie Lee Curtis from the first movie. She's holding the pumpkin and like laughing on set.
Oh, mom always loved Halloween.
Yeah, we were a real Halloween family. So stupid. Which then, so that takes us right into Halloween 5, The Revenge of Michael Myers.
I had this at 7.
8.
6.
T 10. Oh, rock wow. bottom.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And can I tell you why?
You know what? Watch it again in a year. Maybe you'll adjust.
I'm just a year off on appreciating all of these. No. And I'll tell you why. This is the movie that introduces all that Rune of Thorn horse shit.
Yeah.
And I can't forgive it for that. It fucking sucks. It's so stupid.
Yeah. The Man in Black at the end.
Yeah. It's a weaker one. It's just like they don't know what they're doing anymore.
No,
my other rule, so my rule for good Halloween movies is they end strong, and my rule for bad Halloween movies is they undo the ending of the previous movie,
yeah.
which is this one, because the end of 4 is awesome because Jamie kills her mother, and then in this one, she didn't kill her mother. She just badly slashed her, and now she's in a mental institution.
Yeah.
Wet, fart. And she's not evil at all. Like, if this was
about
her...
like a good guy. It's like she's... It's like one of those Ewok movies, and... And she's the little girl. And
Sindel.
And, yeah, she's Sindel, and Loomis is Wicket.
A doll's eyes.
The one thing I give this thing
That's
is...
That's your ass away from there.
Sorry.
I will, Doctor.
That's a great Halloween costume. Ewok Dr. Loomis, you still have some time, hopefully. All you need is a little bear costume.
There's a danger to that, because if you dress up like an Ewok with a trench coat, people think you're just a pervert.
Oh, yeah, that is perv-o-rama.
They're going to be looking at your groin either way.
Yeah.
Slasher Ewok.
Gross. What were you saying, Kevin?
I was going to say, the fifth one, I will say, the one thing I give it is it kind of looks good.
Yeah, it does.
It's one of the better shot ones, but like, I was so bored by this movie. Yeah,
it's a boring movie.
I was bored and, to tears.
Because they kill, in the fourth one, Jamie's sister is kind of the sort of new Laurie-ish, and then they kill her in the beginning, and then it's like, Jamie's sister's friend is kind of the protagonist
for a bit. Which is not the same girl who's friends with her in the fourth one, who is named Lindsay, and originally it was going to be the grown-up version of the girl the little girl from the first movie, and they were like, "Eh, we don't have the money for that whole storyline," and just cut it. But they still named her Lindsay, and this woman is just in this one scene, like she's like. Remember, she's like, all right, so where am I driving you? The Halloween shop or the ice cream shop?
Oh, right.
I'm like,
right.
That's it. Like, that was supposed to be that character.
That's weird.
Now it's some new, like, party animal friend?
Right,
no thanks.
Right.
No.
And this is the one where she asks Michael Myers to buy a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, yes. Right. I forgot.
Which he reluctantly does.
Which is like, that's what you've just ended Halloween for me. The fact that, like, these monsters are like, and I understand. He can be calculating or whatever, but to the point of stopping to buy cigarettes.
Yeah.
I just don't buy it. I don't buy it.
He's thinking too far ahead at this point.
Calculated like, right,
I'll
is one thing.
After the cigarettes. Okay.
Instinct.
Right when she's complaining about it, just slash her throat. Yeah. You know?
All right, I'll buy her dinner. We'll go out, and then I'll kill her. Her defenses will be down if I take her out to a nice steak dinner first. She'll be nice and full.
See, that storyline of take a girl out for a nice dinner and then kill her, that, now you're just a regular killer.
Yeah.
You're not
a regular humdrum killer.
You're just like any one of us. You're not like a supernatural, cool, weird, mysterious entity.
Right. Yeah.
You're not the shape at this point.
No.
No.
You're the cheapskate.
That's the best.
How does this one even end? Well, it ends with the Man in Black, but it begins with Michael being revived by, like, in this Mad Max colony or whatever the fuck's going on.
You see him, like, fall into a river, which also, like, I'm sorry, if I fall into a river with a Halloween mask on, guess what the first fucking thing that's coming off is?
Yes.
You see him, like, floating down this waterway with
his mask. Well, he gets Sonny Corleone at the end of 4, which I like.
That was great.
That's pretty great.
Pretty fun.
It's kind of like the old Frankenstein gag.
Yeah.
Like he comes upon this old man in the woods and he's like hurt. So this old man spends a year reviving him. He gets caught in this guy's like fishing nets or whatever. But then he's like, oh, what's that? Well, look at the time. It's Halloween. And just murders this guy and takes off.
What a jerk.
Big time jerk. He fucking he spent time and, you know, maybe some money and energy.
Ate the man's vittles.
Right. And this
Michael, I got those highlights you wanted.
This is a lesson to everyone at home. Don't help anyone.
Oh no.
No way. What are you talking about?
If you catch him upriver.
Don't help anyone over 6'3". You know what? Yeah. That's a little bit dangerous.
And never help river people. Very good.
So Halloween : The Curse of Michael Myers. This was part of our Halloween Spooktacular this year.
Yeah.
And I think let's not separate these in producers and theatrical, just the movie.
There's not a big difference.
Yeah, that it would matter.
Hard 10.
Really? Hard 10, wow. I got it at 9.
I got it at 9 as well.
I have it at 7.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, I do have it at 9, sorry.
where is it?
It's at number 9,
Number 9? I got it at 7.
Oh, wow.
You know what? It's a bad fucking movie. I hate it.
Sure.
And I hate its guts. But I just hate everything else a little more.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. There's a lot to hate in this thing. Yeah,
that's
fine. We went through it. I mean, like...
Yeah, you know, see our
makes
episode.
Makes no sense. Boring as fucking shit.
But I'll tell you, just... one of the dumbest things ever, because it's just a case of an actor doesn't want to have putty on his face, is fucking Dr. Loomis. It's like, look at all this plastic surgery I had.
Nice try, Dr. Loomis.
Yeah. That's fine. Looks like it's really fine.
It looks like they botched it.
Yeah, burn victims look better when they get older. Sure.
Yeah.
That's great.
Also,
great to hear.
That fucking face makeup does not hold up when you're watching these movies on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
No. It's like, you got like fucking oatmeal on your face, Loomis.
He's just so old and crazy. He fucked up eating breakfast, and no one has the heart to tell him.
Oh, that's sad.
His flies open all the time. They just leave him be.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of a man I saw on an airplane once, and it was the most tragic thing.
He was hunting a 6'4" shape of a monster.
Yeah, it was me. No, but he went to the bathroom on the airplane, and when he was coming back, it was just like, this was an old timer. You understand? Like,
probably his last flight.
Loose
you'd say.
Corduroy
his
jacket.
Cock was out.
No, but close. And he's walking back down the aisle, and I notice from his pants there is an entire like. Roll almost, it's not like a roll of toilet paper, but it's like a streamer.
Okay, oh, wow.
Flying from the back of his pants while he's
that's
walking down
bad.
The aisle.
That's embarrassing.
Not as much as a cock,
bad.
But yeah.
Not as much as his cock.
Not as bad.
No, not as bad. I think I'd rather have my cock out.
What are you looking at? I know it's out. That's
once,
the point.
I had to report a guy for jerking off in Bryant Park.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was fun.
So you reported yourself?
Yes.
Was he cut?
I put myself in.
See Chris's 2004 movie, The Panic in Bryant Park, which is really
good. Very good. Well received.
Right. And in that character study, that scary character study, it was all about this character, Chris Cabin, who the thrill of being caught was like part
just
of what got him off.
Really just overwhelming.
That's what happened there?
I caught a guy jerking off.
Okay.
Were you like, hey, stop jerking
now, okay,
off?
No.
Was it in his pants? Did he have it fully out? Did the sun hit the rays of the sun?
All
caress?
He was wearing was hangout basketball shorts.
Oh, that's what
yeah, you
doing.
See a guy in basketball shorts, and I'm telling this to
not on the court.
Safe.
Not on the court.
Right. Yes. You could wear it in the court, but if you're just if you see a guy going to the mall, going to get some food wearing basketball shorts, I'm sorry, but that guy has got a jerk off problem. And he's unhinged.
This fella, because I worked for the institution at that time at Bryant Park.
Is this a secret government lab?
It was, and he disturbed it.
What does the acronym Bryant spell out?
I don't know.
I'll get back to you.
Brutal repetition. No, I don't
yep.
know.
See, brutal repetition.
Dead
yeah, that's,
already.
That's what masturbation is.
No, this guy was just like looking at these two ladies having lunch, and he was jerking his dick off.
Oh, no.
Well, at least it was just his dick he was jerking off.
No, it wasn't like more than that.
What else would he be jerking off with?
Balls, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe, you do things? Good Lord.
He's playing for keeps, as always.
Oh, God. Let's move on.
Yes, the seventh film in the installment, Halloween H2O, 20 years later, from 1998 or something like that. Yeah, 98, 20
that
years exactly.
Right.
This is Jamie Lee Curtis returning to the franchise and a whole bunch of WB actors.
Yeah, it's...
hated this movie.
Okay.
I did, but it's number 5 on my list.
It's 5 for me too.
It's 5 as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
7.
Okay.
I liked it. This is also one of like my first ever DVDs, so this is like I've seen it like 20 times.
I saw it in the theater.
Ooh, look at you.
I did too, yeah.
I did see this in theaters, actually, too.
I didn't do it. I waited to buy it on DVD for probably like $27.
I saw it with a raucous crowd. A bit. It was like an opening night scenario, and some guy was dressed up like Michael Myers and scaring everybody in the audience.
Man, you know what? That fucking sucks.
Yeah, it was not a fun. I was like, dude, just go away. Hey, man.
It's because that's like in Cats when they come into the audience, like audience participation.
Well, it's like, we're not watching Stab right now, dude. Like, get out of here.
It's fine. Just sit down and watch the movie. That's the problem. They're not just going to sit down and watch the movie. They're going to come up to you and pretend to stab you like an asshole.
Well, wait a second. He was doing it during the movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, like, he would scare, like, girls.
Oh, yeah. Well,
speaking of jerking off, I didn't see if he was wearing basketball shorts or not. So,
well, he was wearing a gas station attendant's uniform.
Also, probably had a camera on him.
I guarantee you underneath that jumpsuit was basketball shorts.
Bright orange ones.
Yep, he's a Knicks fan.
The biggest problem with this movie is that it's made in a post-Scream society.
Good Lord, is
so
it?
All these kids are just witty and annoying.
It's like any other, you know, mainstream garbage horror movie of the 90s. And, you know, it's not good, but you could watch it, I guess.
It looks better than I thought it would.
Uh-huh.
Especially the one that comes after, the one we're about to talk to, looks like shit.
Yeah, it's garbage.
This one actually kind of looks good.
And we had an actor in this movie.
We got a couple actors.
Alan Arkin's in this movie.
Oh, also,
LL Cool J's in this movie.
Oh, excuse me.
Deepest, bluest.
This is also one of the scariest movies.
Oh, really?
You know, because you're watching the opening credits, and this is where it really jumps out at you. It scares you, turns your hair white, Chris. Introducing Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
You can't take that one back.
Those were a rough few years.
Yeah.
He needs to tuck his fucking shirt in this movie, huh?
Please do.
The tie's supposed to go around your neck.
No. Because we are cool kids in a private school, and that's how you do things, right, Steve?
Yeah, no, you don't.
And did Michael Myers give him a haircut? It's just, what is going on with that haircut?
But the thing is, and I agree, the Scream stuff bugs me to no end. Even to the score I like, actually, it's done by John Ottman, who's awesome. But it says by John Ottman, and then I read the Weinstein brothers didn't like his score, so they inserted the Scream score into the score. So there's points in the movie, like when there's scare moments, there's out of nowhere, and it doesn't fit in with anything.
It totally sucks. I think the treatment of this movie was also written by what's his name, Kevin Williamson.
He didn't do the script. I think
it's directed by Steve Miner, who did a bunch of Friday the 13th sequels, though, which is why it's like I feel it's a more competent horror movie than some of these sequels.
It looks good. It moves along at a good pace.
I think she's good in this movie. Yeah, I don't know.
I agree. Like, she's like, hey, Josh Hartnett, could you give me one day a year? Hey, could you do me a huge favor? Stop being like an asshole on the one day a year that is like traumatic to me.
But it seems like she's been doing it before that for quite some time.
Sure, but just give me one day a year, man. Like, I'm gonna take a bunch of pills, mom's gonna take a nap for a while. I just need you to be where I know where you are.
The two Chardonnay day, that makes much two that's Chardonnay, that's
yeah.
good
and but, is this the only one that's not in Illinois?
It's in Northern California, right?
Yeah.
Where's Resurrection?
No, Resurrection's back in Michael Myers' house.
Three is in California, but that kind of doesn't
true.
Count.
That's true. Oh, yeah. So that's kind of a spiritual route, because that's sort of NorCal, too, I imagine.
Yeah, it is.
But of the, you know, Michael Myers storyline, it's the only one that's not in Haddonfield.
Yes. I do like that she cuts his fucking head off in this movie, because you watch all these movies, especially when you're doing like the whole watch.
It
does end strong. You're like, why isn't anyone cutting this dude's head off? Like,
yeah, you know, totally.
And absolutely run with it. Put it in a box and put it at the bottom of the ocean.
Send it to the Queen of England.
That's also send it to the Queen of England.
Put the rest of that fucking body in a Heisenberg bath.
Yes.
Just be done with it. Decimate this corpse.
You think she does? I mean, like, ignoring the next movie, which is we'll talk about in a minute, like, she's gonna do time at the end of this movie, right? Because like, Michael Myers dies, she kills him, like, she stabs, he falls over. LL Cool J's like, hey man, it's over, which is like, what the fuck? But she then steals an ambulance and then cuts his head off. Like, you gotta do time for that, right?
Oh, that's, yeah,
probably.
I don't know.
Well, maybe you know, by reason of insanity.
Sure, yeah.
Right. Some temporary insanity
or
claims.
Justifiable homicide. I don't know. You know,
I think you're
like,
definitely being put away somewhere.
You gotta pay for that van at least.
That as well.
And an ambulance probably costs a lot.
A couple of like parking ticket
Lord,
fees.
I mean, you know how much they charge you to ride in the back of one? I couldn't imagine if you wanted to buy the thing.
And you see, and like, and the fact that it turns out to be the EMT's head in the next one.
Which is so right. annoying. They but just that, redo it the, they undo the ending.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't count towards this movie, though.
No, yeah, you got to leave this H2O. In a bottle. Yeah. I kind of have to. I think. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was offering a bridge to the next.
Oh, I see. The one.
See,
the
he's
one
a
last
professional. And he's trying to do
you know
a
what?
Nice segue.
You know what?
Into our next
you know what?
Film.
You know what? It was damn good.
Thank
the,
you.
The last thing though, I did want to say about it is what I also find appealing in H2O is that it's a very small movie. Not a lot of kills. Not a lot of, like, you know, super deaths or anything.
No.
I don't like that a lot of the deaths are off screen, especially Little Man Tate.
You put Goddamn Jumanji Kid.
You put Little Man Tate in a movie where he gets murdered, I got to see it happen, or else it doesn't count.
I want that throat getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally right. All right, yeah, so Halloween Resurrection. This is the eighth movie in the franchise. I got this fucker at 7.
Number 10. Welcome to the basement, ladies and gentlemen.
Number 8.
Number 9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooh, yeah. So this is the one where we're back in Haddonfield. It's 2002 and everybody's caring about internet web video broadcasting.
Yeah, when the technology wasn't quite there yet. I mean, it was, but it was just always garbage.
It was garbage, man. And, you know, I made the joke somewhere else, but, like, where's the real player buffering? Like,
exactly.
The connection that these kids have watching this shit.
Yeah, where they got a T1 line.
I just don't care. Like, I
well, nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, like, this whole fucking second, like, to show us how it works and, like, oh, my God, is that a real killer or not a real killer? I don't, who cares? It's such fucking bullshit, and nobody cares. It's the kid from LIE and some dunderhead fucking looking at a screen.
Yeah, I don't like the little web chat. This movie aged. It's funny because, like, you know, obviously a lot of these movies are of their time. This ages is the poorest, right?
Yes. It's bad. Because, like, we don't this kind of use of the internet didn't go the way this movie thought it was going to go. Yeah. You know, like, yes, we stream stuff online, but, like, not like this. We're not. No. It's not like event broadcasting
not like
in this way.
not like this.
Yeah. You got Busta Rhymes.
Yep, Busta Rhymes.
First build, by the way.
Yeah. And
well, who else is it going to be?
He's the main, like, you think you're going in this movie. Yeah, there'll be a little Busta Rhymes. That's okay. Whoa, this much.
Oh, it's a ton, dude.
No, see, that's a big scare.
I need him as a pinch. Finding Forrester? Perfect.
Yeah, like a little
absolutely perfect. Narc? Perfect.
Yeah, this movie's absolutely busting perfect. At the seams.
I rated this movie higher than you guys, and I think the reason for that for me is, while as bad as it is, I could see rewatching it and laughing at it because it's just bottom. It's like the Troll 2 of these movies.
But it's too boring for me. Like, it going back to it, even like I watched this thing fucking twice because it took me that long to get through it.
Wait, how does that work? I think you had a file that was two movies together or something?
You watched it and you stopped and then you started it over and it completed it.
I'm sorry, Eric.
Gotcha. You started over from the start then? You
were
complaining
about
the
runtime?
Yes, I went
twice just because I was like, I want to see it all a full thing.
Right.
So then I finally got through it the second time.
Well, it's also the horseshit thing where, like, Busta Rhymes for, like, ratings for this internet broadcast is like, so it's like this reality TV idea, spend a night in the Myers house, search around. Like, it's kind of like a very flimsy premise for a TV show.
Well, because it's supposed to be a reel, right? It's supposed to be to get him the real show.
No, this thing's called, like, Dangertainment. Him and Tyra Banks have a whole company.
I thought that was the name of the company.
I thought this was like the network. Like, you're on Dangertainment.
I.com. Don't know.
I'm unclear on that.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to
comment.
I think that goes to what's problematic in the movie.
Yeah, maybe it's not too clear. Not too
you don't know how they're making their money off of this.
No.
Stuff. Yeah.
No, I have no idea.
You want to look at the books.
This why anyone would
Chris
do
Cabin's audit of Dangertainment. I'd watch that.
Kind of based on MTV's Fear a bit, right? Like, you stay inside of a house and you're doing stuff.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, because that's what Busta Rhymes does, too, is, like, he puts shit in the house.
To scare them.
You know, that's, like, not, like, there's, like, a gross-looking, like, baby, like, high chair that with chains on it, and they're like, fucking strap him into this. Is this what made him evil?
Yeah, and I'm like, that's stupid.
Hey, a lot of, yeah,
There's a lot of TV stars to be in this.
Yes. Oh, Katie Stackhoff.
Katie Stackhoff.
That was nice to see.
It was.
She's playing an obnoxious character. This character is not screaming the whole time.
She does not have a hold on. Like, she just doesn't play a ditz. Like, no. That's what she's supposed to do. And like every character she's ever been successful at is not a ditz.
Yeah.
And it's not.
She's
it's
overplaying
not in her wheelhouse.
It.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. We're speaking of stupid, though. I mean, we're not talking about the stupidest thing in this movie, which is the fucking prologue.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy God.
Which we kind of talked about, which is that. Yes, oops, what actually Michael Myers does at the end of H2O is break the larynx of a fatty empty. This is a fat guy. This guy looks like the dude, the twins from Gremlins 2 and the guy from...
I thought you were talking about T2.
Yes, well, they're the same twins.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about those two heavy guys on the motorbikes, that famous picture.
Very similar. But it looks like that guy. So he breaks his larynx and he puts him in the... In the
mask.
He puts in the mask, puts in the van, and then, like, Jamie Lee Curtis cuts his head off. And what you don't see at the end of H2O, she opens the mask, and wouldn't you know it, it's some this fat dude guy.
Who
it
also
looks like Ken Bone.
Who looks God damn it, I've been trying to fucking say it!
Oh, no, sorry.
He looks like internet never was Ken
Bone.
Well,
then we should be applauding her, because she just vanquished another monster. It wasn't Michael Myers, but it was a monster with horrific beliefs.
Oh, yeah, Ken Bone, man.
Who was actually at the Doctor Strange premiere. Did you hear about this?
Yes, I saw it.
And he was wearing his Ken Bone outfit, because I guess like,
well,
they were like...
Well, of course he
they're
was.
Not gonna let him
dude,
in.
You're not getting through the fucking front door if you're not wearing the Ken Bone outfit.
Knowing Marvel, and these are opportunist people, I think Ken Bone is going to be in the next Avengers or
something. Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, I could see that.
I think one of his busted pairs of khakis is a fucking Infinity Stone.
Right, yeah. It's the Infinity Stone of saying that Trayvon Martin deserved it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's Ken Bone for you, everyone.
This is the person you made into
There's
a meme.
Your fucking human kitten, you fucking monsters.
So also, Jamie Lee Curtis is like in this insane asylum now, faking being comatose. Yeah, okay. You can just do that. That's like you're acting.
Somebody's checking the doll. I'm sorry, this place is a professional. Like, stop
someone's
it.
Checking blood levels for the
stop
medication.
Yes.
Like, come on with this shit.
They're like picking. They're at least putting a needle to your toe.
Yeah,
and that's you're not going to be. What are
totally.
You? What are you, a Navy SEAL? You could withstand that.
What are you, Treat Williams? I don't think so.
Just start the movie. I know the movie's already under 90 minutes, but still.
And also, in keeping with bad Halloween sequel tradition, Jamie Lee Curtis has a fucking terrible wig on.
Yeah.
My God.
She's hardly in this movie, and she's killed off.
She's killed
off. She's like in the first 5 minutes.
She's about to kill Michael. She's got him like on... Which also, this isn't going to kill Michael.
No.
She's at the top of a building. How many buildings is this guy fucking falling off of at this point? She's like, I got you now, Michael.
And it's stupid Looney Tunes trap.
No. Yeah. Just cut the head off again.
Or just word it.
Yep.
Exactly. Just
get chopping.
Start stabbing him in the face.
You already done it once.
And it's so stupid because she thinks back. She's like,
okay, contestants, you've got a jar of peanut butter, scorpion shells, and Michael Myers' head. Enjoy.
Oh, this
Ted
is Chopped?
Yeah, it's Ted Allen. Oh, my Ted Allen impression. Sorry, everybody. I should have announced it.
Wow.
I just don't know Chopped.
Yeah,
I was going to I was like, where are you going with this? Does Michael Myers have a peanut allergy?
He should.
Well, no, just like your match game joke from a while back. I was like, it's another game show he watches that I don't know anything about.
Just watching a bunch of game shows.
Just let him talk.
Let him do what he does.
Always, he'll shut up eventually.
He'll say something.
But... She does this stupid thing of like, oh man, I totally regret killing Ken Bone.
Yes.
Better make sure it's not another person. And she's like, she has the line like, I have to see. And she goes to pull the mask off and it's like, oh, whoops, murdered.
Yeah,
you know, she gets stabbed and thrown off the building. And she wanted to do that to like secure that like her character could never come back and she could be fucking done with it, you know.
That'd be nice.
Which is, you know, she did it and that's fine.
Buster Rhymes beats Michael Myers with karate in this movie.
Yeah
that's
fine. He's loving all he's watching all these kung fu flicks.
Uh-huh. That's not a really high point for the series.
No.
It's a low point.
So speaking of low points, this is the end of like the original incarnation of Halloween. We're going to the Zombieverse now. Rob Zombie's Halloween. I got this first one at number 8. Number 8?
Number What was that?
It was the gag from The Simpsons where he's like, I'm taking barbershop in a whole new direction. And he plays the tape and it's just the girl going, number eight, and he's burping.
I have it as number eight as well.
There you go.
I got it as 10.
Yeah. Last. Five.
Five.
Five. Holy fuck.
All right. Explain yourself.
I think it's much better than a lot of the sequels.
Mm-hmm.
I think it looks better. I think it's more interesting as a movie. I don't think it is. I think it's not a Halloween movie. That's the problem with it.
Right.
That's the premier problem.
Because it's another fucking hellbilly horror movie of his. And I can't take that
shit. But that stuff didn't stick with me as much as it does you.
It's right in my craw.
I'm like, fine, I don't like it. But and like I said, five is not exact. That's midway. So I think this is pretty good.
Yeah, I think that I agree with Andrew. I don't like the hellbilly stuff. I'm not a big. I do like that there's like competent actors throughout. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a who's who. You got William Forsythe, who's terrible in this movie, but it's cool to look at William Forsythe.
Yeah,
you got
presence.
You got Brad Dourif, who I would watch. I would watch Brad Dourif eat fucking McDonald's. You give me 90 minutes of Brad Dourif at a McDonald's, that's a movie I'd watch.
That would be a better movie than anything Rob Zombie's directed.
This Whopper's pretty cold.
wait, did he go to Burger King by mistake?
That's the problem.
What's this? One, two, three pickles for a whole Whopper. Really?
But I have this at the bottom, not only because of the hillbilly stuff, but mainly because of that. But it's also you're just dealing with this kid for like 90 goddamn minutes, and I just couldn't give a shit.
Mike or Miles you're talking
about. Yes, exactly. Yeah. What was scary to me about the first movie also is like it's just this middle class regular kid that suddenly for no unknown reason snapped and killed someone.
Yeah.
And that is more it's scarier not knowing. The fact that it's just like I gotta see a little kid torture squirrels for fucking 90 minutes and this is what you turn in as a movie.
Turn in.
It's you get an F in my class, Mr. Zombie.
It's paid by number serial killer stuff. Like the hurting animals is a big
abusive
deal.
Stepfather.
To your point, but also like what bugs me is like all the psychology is not great because even what Loomis is doing, like a book tour.
I think this Loomis is terrible. I thought Malcolm McDowell shit the bed in both of these.
Book tours in the second one, isn't it?
Yeah. No, in the first.
There's two books.
Oh, he writes another book.
And in this one, some guy's like, excuse me, Mr. Loomis, is it, do you think it was nature or nurture that that turned out? And I'm like, you know what, dude? I'm fucking putting my hat on.
You're fucking crackerjack horse shit. I don't know. I think Malcolm McDowell is fine.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I think, like, and I mean, yes, of course, all this psychiatry stuff is nonsense. Mm-hmm. Total nonsense.
But it's just, it's like, let's just talk about Jeffrey Dahmer for 90 minutes and then slap Halloween at the end.
But even that to me, I guess I just got more tired of the formula of the slasher stuff.
Sure.
In this particular iteration. Mm-hmm. And that's why this is a little higher than like five.
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting looking movie. It does look cool, I think.
Oh, can we talk about how he decided to cast the Mountain from Game of Thrones?
Oh, and that's the next thing I was going to point out.
Yeah, he's like 8 feet tall and like
the dude who played Wolverine in the first X-Men movie,
Sabretooth.
Sorry, duh.
Excuse me, Sabretooth.
You made Hugh Jackman as Michael Myers. I'd watch.
You know
that
what?
Movie.
I would tune right in. I'd tune right in. Yeah, but sorry, Sabretooth.
The fact that he's like lifting weights or something. Like, what is Loomis doing with this kid?
No, yeah, well, exactly. You can't get that body. Like, you could be tall, but you're probably gonna be a fat guy if you're in a mental institution. They don't give you weights in a mental institution.
He's got to be like they're injecting him with steroids.
All right,
something.
Crazy person, time for your afternoon session in the yard.
And one of the things, the hallmark, and I do like some Rob Zombie movies, which we'll get to actually. And I really love Lords of Salem, but the thing that's on display here, at least in the first one and a little bit in the second one, is that it takes fucking 40 minutes for someone to die because they've got to cry, they've got to look at a picture of their son and be like, I'll never be able to go. Like, it's too dramatic and emotional, and it just seems overly cruel in my personal opinion, and I don't want it in my horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's quite, I mean, I do get when movies get cruel, I get very, very, I'm very quick to judge.
Sure.
I try to get better at that.
One day at a time, Chris.
Yes. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. I'm touching Eric now.
Just keep rewatching this. You'll eventually you'll sort your life out.
It didn't bother me that much here. I didn't feel it that much. But like I said, this is not a great movie under any circumstances. I would not sure I would even call it a good one.
Sure.
But to me, it's much more interesting than the like stuff in 5 or 4, really.
All right. So that brings us to the final film, which is Rob Zombie's Halloween Deux. I got this fucker at 6.
I have it at number 4.
Jesus. Chris, what is it? Number 1?
Number 2.
Number 2.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Number 9, second to last.
Wow. Okay.
So this will be interesting.
We are literally at the polar opposite.
This will be interesting to unpack.
Now, the problem I have with this movie is... Uh-huh. Rob Zombie made his Jeffrey Dahmer movie, the last one. Now he doesn't know what to do. Oh, I'm just going to make him Jason Voorhees and do the mom ghost and make it. It's like the same fucking thing now.
It's similar. I'll give you that. And I see where you're going. And I mean, I think it's not really it isn't a Halloween movie. I will say that. Like,
yes. Oh, big time.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that movie.
Hands way up. It's not a Halloween movie. I think it's kind of a cool movie. I think it's a really cool movie. I think I do like the ghost stuff. I like what they do with the Laurie Strode character. And I think the girl Scout Taylor Compton?
Compton?
Yeah. Scout Taylor Compton.
I think she's good in both of these movies. I think she's excellent in the second one. She's really good. I think it's... And like she does a good job of like it's the most out of all these horror sequels, that including all of them, it explores what your life might look like if you lived through a horror movie.
Like legit after effects.
Yeah, because like, it's fucking ruined.
Unlike the original Halloween 2, this takes place a year later.
Yes. But I actually think my least favorite part of this movie is the first part where we're pretending that it's Halloween 2 in the hospital. Yeah. The fake out really bugs me because it's a long movie, and that both these movies are excessively long.
That is, I think, the key problem with them. But I only let the hospital thing go because it is, if I was going to see that scene, that's what I want that scene to look like.
Okay.
Could I do without it? Of course.
Yeah.
To me, this is like the most inventive. There's a lot of stuff going on here. A lot of action, a lot of like, and yeah, they do, there are parts of it where I feel it does drag a little bit with the backstory and all that nonsense.
He fucking flips a car with his bare hands, man. That is really stupid.
But with Aaron Burr inside of it.
But again, to me, this is not out of the realm of possibility for a fucking Michael Myers.
Yeah. Well, especially Michael Myers.
Like, for a mysterious, what is this what is this, the shape? I'll give you that. But the fact that I had to watch him potty train for 90 minutes, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
I think that there's like, it looks the best. There's a lot of good Brad Dourif in this as well. Yes. There's more Brad Dourif. He kind of turns into the Loomis in this movie.
He does.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah. Oh, the thing that we haven't mentioned about either of these is that playing Annie Brackett is Danielle Harris, who's Jamie in 4 and 5.
And she's good in this.
She is good. Yeah.
She does have her own, like, oh my God, I'm getting killed. Oh my God, I'll never have a fucking family. Like, you gotta go through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I know it's one of the reasons why people find this one interesting is the visuals of the dream sequences, but it was just like, I'm watching fucking Dragula, the music video now.
And then, I'd rather watch the stuff with the horse than with fucking Sherry Moon Zombie Man. Like, yeah. I get it, dude. Yes. You love putting your wife in your movies, but Jesus Lord, she's not great.
Well, nobody
God
else
bless
is
her, gonna, she's not great.
Nobody else is going to put her in anything.
No, I know. I know. I know.
Speaking of the horse.
We all don't have to be in movies. Sorry, what? Speaking of the horse,
it should have been Babe the Blue Ox with how fucking big Michael Myers is in this incarnation. He's just Paul Bunyan.
But Babe the Blue Ox there.
I'm of the mind he is Paul Bunyan, man. Like
American folklore, huh?
He's a humongous, indestructible fucking force of nature.
Yeah.
The guy can do whatever.
But it's cooler when the indestructible force of nature in the first one is just like some fucking dude. Like when he jumps on the car at the beginning of that movie,
sure.
You can see his fucking like thin hair. He looks like Captain Lou Albano.
Less is more.
Nope. Of course, but like, of course, if I'm ever going to rewatch a Halloween movie, you're rewatching the first one.
Oh, sure.
Of course that. But then, like, the second one, and I don't necessarily have to think of the first one every time I think of Zombie's second one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. On its own, I think it works completely.
Oh, yeah. I think it's better than Zombie's first one.
Yeah, and I also think you get 10 points for putting Margot Kidder in a movie after 9/11.
Yep.
Like, you know, just she's less photographed than Sasquatch these days, man.
Where what? Did she have something to do with it?
No, but no, I haven't seen her in a very long time.
Actually, she bought the tickets for those guys.
Oh, you know, I heard something about that.
She actually did. Yeah.
Dude, we got the documents.
Yeah. We have the documents.
MargotKidder.com. Infowars.Kidder.
Well, no, because Infowars is Alex Jones. So, Info Battles.
So let's go back through. I'll start off. My order is 1-3 original 2, 4 H2O, Zombie 2, Resurrection, Zombie 1, Halloween Curse of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers.
I go Halloween, Carpenter Halloween original, Halloween 2, Zombie, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 2, Halloween 1, Zombie, Halloween 4, Halloween H2O, Halloween 5, Halloween Resurrection, and as my note puts it, Halloween Fart Paul Rudd.
I think that was the working title, actually.
That's the name of the producer's cut.
The Curse.
Michael.
Eric Siska.
Yeah, well, number one is Halloween.
Sure.
As it turns out.
Okay, number two is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Number three, Halloween 2. Then I go Halloween 4, Halloween H2O, Halloween 5, Halloween 6, Halloween Resurrection, God help us. And then the dregs, Halloween 2, 2009, Halloween 2007.
So one is Uncle Eddie's Vegas vacation. No, it's not.
Sure. It's a fucking island Christmas vacation.
Wait,
I'm pretty sure.
Did Rob Zombie direct
it? he was using a gnome to film.
He's producing.
Honestly, Randy Quaid would be a perfect hellbilly.
He would. Yeah. Oh, man. Get him in your fucking. Get him in 31 2.
Let's just forget that was ever.
I just feel like he's. Like,
I can't. It's terrible.
He's got a standing invitation. Like, hey, Randy, when you come out of the madness, you can come be in one of my movies.
Sure. Well, I'd love to do that, Rob, but I can't be certain you're not one of those Hollywood assassins.
I owe several agencies millions of dollars each.
If you want to come to Thailand and make a movie, Rob, I'll do it.
Okay, so
it's spooky here.
Most recent movie he made was his fucking sex tape.
I didn't watch it. I didn't get to it yet.
We should do sex tape for Valentine's Day. We'll go through all the
rank
sex
them all?
Tapes. Yeah.
All right, so really quick, Halloween 1, Season of the Witch is next. Then it is number 4, Return of Michael Myers. Number 4 is Rob Zombie 2. Number 5 is Halloween 7, which is
H2O.
H2O. Thank you. I just did this a number. Sorry. At number 6, it is the original Halloween 2. At number 7, it is number 5.
Revenge of Michael Myers.
At number 8, it is the first zombie movie. At number 9, it is Halloween 6. Paul Rudd farts a bunch. And lastly, it is Halloween. Let's kick some Michael Myers ass with Busta Rhymes.
Happy Halloween, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's my favorite line. So that is our ranking of the Halloween franchise. Stay tuned for next year when we're doing Nightmare on Elm Street.
It's got to happen.
Well, I don't maybe. Know. No promises. Those are some bad sequels.
Those are bad.
Like, I think the only thing worse is Hellraiser.
Oh, and which one we'll never do.
No,
I can't watch those movies. I won't appear on a Hellraiser countdown.
But actually, we could do this really quickly. You've got a day where you have to watch 4 or 5 movies of a particular one of these horror franchises, and the only ones we can compare is Friday versus Halloween. How are you spending that
Friday,
day?
Friday, any day of the week.
They're just, I mean, like, I think Halloween number 1 beats all of those movies with a fucking stick. But
sure,
yes,
there's just much more enjoyable sequels.
Also, you're getting a whole day out of Friday the 13th.
It's simple, and they stick to a formula.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I think there's something about the repetition that I find appealing, honestly.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I know what I'm getting.
You're not, you know what? You're not trying to impress me, Halloween, or Friday the 13th. You're just trying to entertain me.
It does get stupid, and they get into the supernatural a bit too much.
I mean,
So it's not without its
problems.
Faults. Yes, exactly.
Got plenty of problems.
Well, that's WHM on screen. Everybody have a happy and safe Halloween. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Zadak.
Eric Scary. Scott.
Chris Crypt.
Chris Crypt, you suck.
No, that's pretty good.
What would I be? Andrew Jumpscare?
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like Andrew Slayback. I'd be Steven Slayback.
Oh, Slayback. Like that. Wasn't that a movie with Danny Glover? Oh, it's Switchback.
Switchback.
Steven Switchback is what I would be.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare.
Sometimes, that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!